Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Aris Thorne and I am the lead curator here at the City Heritage Museum. I'm thrilled to talk to you today about the centrepiece of our new exhibition, a spectacular 4,500-year-old chalice. Our archaeological team spent over a year surveying a remote valley. Most people assume such ancient treasures are found hidden in a royal tomb, or perhaps buried under a ruined temple. However, this piece was actually pulled from a dried-up riverbed, completely by chance, by a local farmer who noticed something shining in the mud.
When it first emerged, its yellowish shine made the team jump to the conclusion that it was solid gold. That caused quite a stir. But subsequent chemical analysis proved it was in fact bronze, which is much harder, but equally fascinating for this era. It shows an incredible level of metalworking skill for the time.
What truly captivates our museum goers, though, is the enigmatic motif engraved on the base of the cup. Typically, artifacts from this specific historical period feature a star or a sun symbol, which represented their sky gods. But strangely, this chalice bears a delicate leaf instead. We are still debating what this could signify, though it likely relates to agriculture or nature.
We also investigated what the chalice originally held. While it certainly looks like a vessel for wine, and some researchers suggested it was just used for ordinary water during ceremonies, traces of sticky residue inside confirmed it actually contained honey. This was a highly prized substance 4,500 years ago, often used in religious offerings.
Restoring the chalice was a very delicate process. We avoided using harsh chemicals that might degrade the metal. And even though soft brushes are standard practice in our lab, our conservation team opted to use lasers to carefully remove the centuries of dirt without damaging the surface. It's an amazing piece of technology.
When deciding where to display it, the grand east wing on the first floor seemed the obvious choice because of its high ceilings. However, due to strict lighting constraints required to protect the artifacts, we set up the exhibition down in the basement, which provides a much more atmospheric, dimly lit setting anyway.
The glass case housing the chalice is completely state-of-the-art. While visitors often notice the thick security glass designed to prevent theft, the most crucial feature for preserving the artifact long-term is the temperature control, which runs 24 hours a day to prevent any moisture build-up.
Of course, the chalice wasn't the only thing found at the site. We uncovered a decorative ring nearby, though it's a beautiful necklace discovered in the exact same layer of soil that's really drawing crowds to the gallery. Its gemstone beads are in remarkably good condition.
We read the visitor feedback forms very closely. We were a bit worried initially that the historical texts and information boards might be overwhelming or even a bit dry, but people have actually described the whole experience as being magical, which is deeply rewarding for all the staff who worked so hard on it.
Finally, if you want a memento of your visit, the gift shop has plenty on offer. Unfortunately, we've entirely sold out of the popular postcards, but you can still purchase a wonderful replica to take home with you. It's a great talking point for your mantelpiece. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the exhibition.